Books on Tape presents A Game of Thrones, Book One of A Song of Ice and Fire, by George R. R. Martin, read by Roy Dotrice. Prologue.
"We should start back," Garrett urged, as the woods began to grow darker on them. "The wildlings are dead."
"Do the dead frighten you?"
Sir Waymar Royce asked, with just the hint of a smile. Garrett did not rise to the bait. He was an old man, past 50, and he had seen the lordlings come and go.
"Dead is dead," he said. "We have no business with the dead."
"Are they dead?" Royce asked softly. "What proof have we?"
"Will saw them," Garrett said, "and if he says they're dead, that's proof enough for me."
Will had known they would drag him into the quarrel sooner or later. He wished it had been later rather than sooner. "My mother told me that dead men sing no songs," he put in.
"My wet nurse said the same thing, Will," Royce replied. "Never believe anything you hear at a woman's tit. There are things to be learned even from the dead."
His voice echoed too loud in the twilight forest.
"We have a long ride before us," Garrett pointed out. 8 days, maybe 9, and night is falling."
Sir Waymar Royce glanced at the sky with disinterest.
"It does that every day about this time. Are you unmanned by the dark, Garrett?"
Will could see the tightness around Garrett's mouth, the barely suppressed anger in his eyes under the thick black hood of his cloak. Garrett had spent 40 years in the Night's Watch, man and boy, and he was not accustomed to being made light of. Yet it was more than that. Under the wounded pride, Will could sense something else in the older man.